Now that I have this, I get mixed up. Shavua Tov, today's daf is daf Yud, and we had just finished learning that Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish that there was no way that the Shekhinah should be Shaira in the second Beit HaMikdash, because Afagav Yifat Elohim Liyefet, nonetheless, in HaShekhinah Shara Ela Ba'al HaShem. See, with the beauty of the Beit HaMikdash, you know, the second Beit HaMikdash was incredibly beautiful. Misha Lo Ra'a Beit HaMikdash refers to Lo Ra'a Binyan Yafeh Mi'amav, refers to the Binyan of Urdas. But that is not the place where the Shekhinah will be Shaira, because it says Mishkan Ba'al HaShem, since it was built by the Parsim under the Memshelet HaParsim, it's not considered to be a Mokum that is suited for the Hashrat HaShekhinah. How do we know now? All along, we're assuming that when it says Yafta Elohim LeYefet, it's a reference to the Persians, which is strange. We're not used to thinking of Persians as coming from Yefet. We're used to thinking of Yivanim from Yefet. Minolon, es the Gemar Parsai, minolon to be LeYefet Ka'atu. How indeed do we know that Persians come from Yefet? You know what? There's an amazing book that Barnea picked up in Turkey that actually deals with this whole Gemara in detail. I just want to call him, ask him, maybe he'll be able to bring it with him. Let's see. Hope this phone is on. Should have called him before.
This is the Chumash from...
Yeah. No, it's off. Yeah. Come on. Let's try his other phone, his home phone. It's a wild book. Goes through all the names of the Chumash, defines their modern counterparts. Yeah. So how do we know that the Persians come from Yefet? Dichtiv, so let's analyze the psukim in the Torah. Bnei Yefet, Gomer, Umagog, Umadai, V'Yavan, V'Tuval, U'Meshach, V'Tiras. Who exactly are these people? So Gomer refers to Germania. Magog, now here there's some confusion. No. Okay. Magog, there's some confusion in the Girsa over here. So that Magog Zukandia, Madai should say Madai Kemashma'o. Madai, everybody knows where Madai is. Yavan Zumakedonia. And that's the Girsa that the Bach has, and that makes a great deal of sense, of course. And Tuval Zebet Unaiki, Meshech Zu Musia, Tiras Pligiba Rabbi Simon Vrabonan, or some say it was Rabbi Simon Vrabonan, Chad Omar, now this bait is probably a mistake, and the other Girsot doesn't appear. Chad Omar Zet Turkia, it's a reference to Turkey. Chad Omar Zu Poras. Toni Rav Yosef, Tiras Uporas. Okay, so if that's the case, according to Rav Yosef, Tiras being Poras means Yaftalim the Yefet would include Tiras as Poras because it's the youngest child of Yefet. Now then we have the list in Cush. We have the list of the various nations that came from Cush, where it says of Bnei Cush, Sivav, Chavilav, Savtav, Ramav, Savtacha, and so forth. So let's darshan those. Tani Rav Yosef, this refers to Savta, Rama, Vesabatcha, is Sakistan Gavaita, and Sakistan Baraita. This was a place where there was a settlement, which was then surrounded by mountains and so on. There was an outside settlement as well. And Bein Chodah L'Chodah Mea Pars, between the two areas were 100 parsos, which is quite a bit. In other words, the distance between the inner circle and the outer circle was about 400 kilometers. And the Hekef all around was Alpha Pars. It was 1,000 parsos in the circumference. Vatireshis Mamlachto Bavel. Now this goes on now to describe the Malchut of Nimrod. As Rashi points out, once we're darshaning the Shemot, so we go on already to discuss all of the various things that appear in that parsha. So when it talks about Nimrod, it says Vatireshit Mamlachto Bavel Va'erech Va'akad V'chalna Be'eret Shinar. So this is Bavel is Kemashma'a, the area that we now identify as Bavel. Erech refers to Orichut. Akkad is now called Baska. And Kalna is now called Nuper Ninfi. Mina Oretz Ahi Yatsa Ashur. Tani Rav Yosef Ashur, which actually Ashur, it says Yatsa Zesilek or Silekas or Silek, is also in the Lashon to leave. Mina Oretz Ahi Yatsa Ashur. They get out of there. Vayiven et Ninveh et Rechovot Ir et Kelach. So Ninveh, we know where Ninveh is, Kemashmo. Rechovot Ir refers to what we call today Prat de Mishan. Kelach is what we refer to today as Prat de Bursiv. So both areas along the Euphrates. Ve'et resen bein Ninveh bein Kelach hi ha'ir ha'gdola. Now hi ha'ir ha'gdola, it's not clear exactly what it's referring to, but we'll see in a moment. Resen refers to Akistephon. Hi ha'ir ha'gdola, any other if it's reference to Ninveh is the ir ha'gdola, or Resen was the ir ha'gdola. We know it's not Kelach, because it was Kelach. Why would it say, Ubein Kelach hi ha'ir ha'gdola? All it would have to say would say, Kelach ha'ir ha'gdola. So clearly he means to introduce a new pronoun referring to one of the above, which is simply not clear what the antecedent of the pronoun is. We've been trying to reach you for quite some time, Reb Barnea. We want the book that you purchased in Turkey about the nature of it. Why don't you bring it?
The
hunt doesn't finish. Oh, my goodness.
Do we have a cell phone?
Yes, I've been calling you a million times. Nobody's answering in your home.
Oh, my cell phone.
And your cell phone doesn't answer either. Nobody's answering. I just call it. It goes straight to the back.
I'll call my house. We've called it.
We've called
you. I know, but my house is now online.
Oh, all right. All right. You know, by the time he gets it, we'll be past the signal.
He doesn't call his cell phone.
I'm sorry, I thought you said.
Thank you.
So, what is the antecedent of he? In yodeim ninveh ha'ir ha'gdolim resen ha'ir ha'gdola kishu omer v'ninveh ha'ita ir gedola le'elohim. Not to mention the fact that in the original shlichut of Yonah, it says el ninveh ha'ir ha'gdola. Actually, some ask, why doesn't it say ninveh ha'ir? That's the first pasuk. But, I mean, so they answer because here it says, Ir Gdola Lelohim, which means it's already, I mean, massive. They want to stress the chashivut of the Ir Gdola. Mahalech Shloshet Yamim. Aviomer Ninveh hi ha'ir ha'gdola. And now, of course, since we had today's laning with Parsha Shlach, the Gemara couldn't go by without analyzing today's psukim. Risham Achiman Sheshai V'talmai Yevidei Ha'anak is ready. The Meraglim went. So Tana Achiman is called Achiman because he was Loshen Yamin, Miyuman Shebachim. He was, as they would say in Yiddish, the Feiker Benim. He was the one that was most successful, most Choshev. Miyuman like Yad Yamin. Sheishai is a Loshen of Meisim at Aretz Kishritot. So he would make the land because Shish is a Loshen of Sheet. Shever, destruction. So when he would walk, his weight would be such that he would leave little holes beneath his feet. So he would cause potholes in the roads, you know. So they called him the destroyer. Okay, and that was Sheshai. Talmai, I guess he used to shuffle a bit. So he was Mesim at Aretz Telamim Telamim. He dug furrows as he walked, you know, instead of simply making holes.
Dragging.
Now take out the word davar acher because there is no davar acher here at all. No, Achiman bana anat, Sheshai bana alush, Talmai bana talbush. All of these were called, as we see in the psukim, Yelidei ha'anak. Why were they called anak? They used to refer to them as anak. Anak is a necklace. So shema anikim achama bekomatam. They looked like they were wearing the sun as a necklace because they were so tall. Rabbi Yishur ben Levi, Omar Rebbe, Atida Romi Shetipo Biat Poras. This is not good news. Not good news. You're taking a look about those Persians developing their nuclear weapons. We ought to send this to Bush, so that the West will fall into the hands of the Persians. Remember, Lachen Shimu Atzat Hashem Asher Yatz El Edom Umachshavotav Asher Chashav El Yoshvei Timan. Im lo yisachvum tziirei hatzon, im lo yashim aleihem nevehem, they will destroy their homes. Matkiflo rabba barula, my mashra tziir hatzon parasu. What's your raya? I mean, I assume the reason that you're calling paras, you're assuming that's irei atzon, the young atzon. Why do we see paras as atzon? Because in Daniel it says, ha'ayel asher ha'ita ba'ala karnayim malchei madayi v'paras. You're assuming that since in the visions of Daniel, paras was seen as an ayel, so an ayel is a male sheep, and therefore we call it the tzirei atzon. But by the same token, the very next posik refers to Yavan as a type of tzon, ha'tzafir ha'sa'ir melech Yavan. So it's also, it could be the Yavanim. So kisolek Rav Chaviva bar Surmiki, amr kami de umir abanon, he said over this question, said over to a certain Rav. So the Rav was aghast. Stupid people don't know anything about Darshan Psukim. They ask their big questions. They think they have a question. Tzirei Hatzon doesn't mean literally the young sheep. Tzirei Hatzon is a reference to Zutra Dachui. It's a way of saying the youngest of the brothers. The youngest of the brothers is Tiras. Ve'etani Rav Yosef, Tiras Eporas. So therefore, it's a reference to the posik in Bereshit of Yavan Tuval Meshach V'Tiras. And therefore, it has absolutely nothing to do with references to Daniel, and I don't know why he asked the question, Bichlal. Omar Rabba Bar Barchonam Rabbi Yochanam Shabbat Rabbi Eloi Atida Romi Shetipo Biat Poras Kal V'Chomer. You don't need a riot from the posik. It's only straight, simple learning morality from history. If the Migdash Rishon, which was built by B'nai Shem, come along the Kastiim and they destroy it. Tichrivu Kastiim. And the Persians became the destroyers of the destroyers, right? So the Kastiim fell in the hands of the Parsian. So Migdash Rishon, which the Parsian themselves built, came along the Romans, destroyed that Beit HaMikdash, Tichrivu Romian, Tzeinu Din Shiplu Romian B'yat Parsian. It's only just that certainly the destroyers of the Beit HaMikdash should fall into the hands of the destroyers, the final nemesis, which is Paras.
It didn't happen, though, did it?
Not yet, but they're building the bomb.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh,
of course.
It's only 10 years ago that nobody could imagine that Paras would happen. It's amazing, because there's even a Ben Ish Chai in the Ben Yoyada who's bothered by this, because of course Persia is basically, I mean, what's third grade country? Because that's how some explain Tzirei Hatzon, by the way. Some are Masber Tzirei Hatzon in the Posek, Tzirei Hatzon not as a reference to the Medrash here about the Posek of Rabbi Yosef, but Tzirei Hatzon, the country that nobody takes seriously. So the Tzirei Hatzon will destroy Rome. I mean, look, it might be a reference to earlier Arab conquests, maybe, because the Persians ended up becoming, maybe. But, I mean, you know, the Zohar makes a big deal of this. In the Zohar, Iran is going to have a massive battle with the West.
They were the first.
But anyway, but I was saying, so the Ben Ish Chai, so maybe the Orech HaGalut has changed all of these predictions. Because, I mean, you know, everybody's changed positions, religions, and so on. I mean, we see none of this makes sense anymore. You know, it's all references, all local references. I mean, whoever hears a Persian anymore? Little did he know. It's so wild. I'm sorry, what were you saying?
It was the first major world empire that being stretched from India to Ethiopia.
Yes.
It was something on that level.
Thank you.
Rabbi Yonasan Berger used to lament people buying a newspaper. Didn't understand. You want to know what's going on? Open a Gemara. And here it is.
So here we've got all of the. It's amazing. It's a map of all of the Umays according to the Shivim Umays. All the B'nai Noach. It goes through all the Shivim B'nai Noach. And it defines where they are on the map. So let's think. Isn't that amazing? It puts them on a modern map in terms of at the time of the. Right.
So this is the overview, and then he goes through each one.
Here's Shinar, okay, Akkad. This is Arpachshad. That was interesting, right? But let's see, where does he have, where do they have, here's Kalach,
that's why I said leave it to the Jews to be on the Kalach.
Asher, Nineveh,
Madai.
But where does he have Tiras? Is it she? It's a she? Tiras here anyway? There's a whole list. I remember there was a list.
That went with it?
Yeah. Where's that list that goes with it? Table of the Nations.
This is not a Jewish book. This is a Turkish book for those who are listening.
Do they have Turkey? Because Agamar just talked about Turkey.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Interesting. All right. I thought there was like a whole list of examining where precisely each one is. It's not?
Now, chapter by chapter. She
So does she talk about Tiras here anywhere? What do you mean he didn't learn it? Always that's the answer.
Yeah.
Do we go right or left? I haven't figured that out.
Rebbe said that. Rebbe told him to Mitzvah, what's his name, and me. It's enough to know where to look for the question.
Sometimes. Not when you're a tour guide. Okay. Okay, back, gentlemen. Back to the Gemara. So this was the first approach. Here, so either because of the pasuk or because of morality, certainly Rome is ati dipo bidei paras. Whereas Rav said, no, it's exactly the opposite. It's actually ati da parasha tipo biad Romi. Amrle Rav Kana Rav Asila Rav. How can that be? Binuye biad saturi. Shall the builders fall in the hands of the destroyers? Amrle in gzerat melachi. That's the way it goes in this world. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decided, so be it. He answered them, don't call the Persians such innocent builders. They've broken down plenty of Batei Knesiot, so that's not, they are also destroyers. The bright also supports Rav's opinion that Persia will fall in the hands of Rome. First of all, the Satri Beknishta. And furthermore, Vod Gzerat Melachu, Shiyapu Bonim Beyat Sotri. It's a Gzer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the builders should fall into the hands of the destroyers. The Omer of Yoram Rav, Ein Bein David Ba, Achetivshot Malchut Rumi Harisha'a Bechod Olam Kolo, Tish'a Chodashim. That there can be no coming of Mashiach until the West conquers the entire world. At least 9 months. Because we find a reference and to 9 months from the Pasuk in Micha, Lachen Yitzneim Ad Eis Yoleda Yalada. So it means it needs to be at least 9 months of time of pregnancy. And then V'yeter Achav Yeshuvan Al B'nei Yisrael. That could be the end of the Malchut, of the Galut. Tana Rabbana.
Is this saying that the U.S., the good forces are supposed to win?
Couldn't be. Tana Rabbana. כל הלשכות שהיו במקדש לא היו להם מזוזה, חוץ מלשכת פרהדרי, שהיה בה בית דירה לכהן גדול. So any of the other לשכות didn't have a mezuzah, because there's no... The Gemara is going to go into all of this. So there were no places where people would be actually living in the Azorah, as far as asking, what about the Lishkat Beit HaEven? The Lishkat Beit HaEven wasn't in the... Tosis points out, wasn't in the... area that was Bonu Bekodesh. It was built in the Harabayit. And besides, even if you'd want to say, but it was a place which wasn't a Mokum Kavua, I mean, who knows how often they would make a Paraduma. Whereas for the Kohen, this was an every year event, so it had a mezuzah. Why? Because of the deer of the Kohen Gadol. Omre Yudav alo kama l'shakot ayu b'migdash ayu lehem beit dira. There were a lot of places where there were the Shomrim and so on, and none of them had a mezuzah. The reason that the Lishkat for Hedrin had a mezuzah was not because Hayaba Beit Dira the Kohen Gadol. It was Gezerah, that was a special Gezerah, as we'll see later on. My time at Rebbe Yehuda, why would Rebbe Yehuda hold that it doesn't need a mezuzah other than for a specific Gezerah? On my Rabba Kasova, Rabbi Yehuda, Ko Bayit, Sheno Asui, Limot HaChamal, Limot HaGeshamim, Eno Bayit, a place that you're living in as a summer home. Is it mechuyev in a mezuzah? A bayit means a makom that has chashivut of the place where you live. Summer homes or winter homes, where you go to Florida for the winter, that's not
deal.
Doesn't require a mezuzah. What do you mean? Richie lives all over all year.
In case this mezuzah was.
Yeah, but that wouldn't work over here because it's referring to Kol HaShana even when he isn't in there. That's the point. As we'll see. Eight Ve'Abaye asks Abaye, how can you say that a summer home is or a winter home is not considered to be a bayit? It says Beferish in Amos, V'Hiketi Beit HaChoref al Beit HaKayetz. All you rich guys who've got yourself your winter homes in Florida and your summer homes out in the islands, we'll bust you all to pieces. But anyway, it calls them bayit. So you see that it's called a bayit. Oh, my God, yes, it's called a bayit. It's not called stam bayit. It's called Beit Choref, Beit Kayetz. You don't call it a bayit. But the Pasuk is bayit stam. The Pasuk doesn't mention Amazuzot Beit Keitzecha. It says Amazuzot Beit Echa. That means a bayit that's miuchat for your normal living. Eit ve'abaye, this whole thing doesn't make any sense. Sukkat ha-chag b'chag, Rabbi Yehuda b'chayev, v'chachomim potrim. That doesn't say exactly what you're chayev on, but there's a brayta that explains. What does it mean when it says, Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev a sukkah, mechayev in what? Well, Tony Allah, the brayta explains, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev, first of all, in an eruv. So if you have another person living in a chotzer, and there's also someone who has a sukkah, needs an eruv, it's mechayev in mezuzah. If you bring something that wasn't muasar into a sukkah, it's like bringing it into a bayit. So it's mechayev you maaser. Maybe you'll tell me it doesn't mean that it's a chiyav the oraita. It means a chiyav the rabbana. So, case of bishlei me'eruv mezuzah, you could say it's a chiyav the rabbana. You could have made the rabbana. But maaser, what are you going to say? That the rabbana will mechayev you to take off maaser, something that goes into a sukkah. So then what's going to happen? You're going to think that it was b'chuyev and maaser, or you'll think that that means that the sukkah is a normal bayit. But if you do that, it'll come out a terrible kilkel. Because d'ilmati la'frushi min achiyev al apturim and aptur al achiyev, if you make it the full equivalent of something else, it's chayev maaser, so you'll have tevel b'niraita, you'll try to take off on that tevel from this. I ask Tosis, what do you mean? There's a million things that the Rabbonim were b'chayev in Truma Abad Stam, to my economy by Mamaretz. Why don't we say it's the same chashash? Points out Tosfos that in all of these cases, you have unique situations. You buy from an Amar. It's a, first of all, you don't take off Truma Gedolah. Secondly, you don't give away your Meiser Ani and so on. So everybody understands this isn't normal stuff that I'm Chayev. But if you're going to be Mechayev, a normal Truma Samaisras, from being Machnis into the Bayit, which is really a Sukkah that is Potter, so then how are people supposed to know that it's because a similarity to a Bayit, that it's not a real Bayit? Therefore, it couldn't be that the Rabbanu would have been gozer such a thing. Therefore, we have a problem over here of understanding Rabbi Yehuda. Over here, he tells it has to be, according to Rabbah, he has to be a house that's all year round. So how do we explain sukkah? That doesn't make sense. El Omer Abaye, therefore, Tain is Abaye, that's not the Svara at all. Actually, if you're talking about during the time that the Kohen Gadol is there, that's not what the Machlokus was about. Now what, this is not called a house because he's only there part-time? B'shiva kulam al-pligit b'chayv. Of course, during the 7 days of the Prisha. It's going, God is living in that house. So what's the problem? He's living in the house like anywhere else. But when it comes to b'shar yamot ha-shana, they're not. Because there you have a machlokas. Ki pligit b'shar yamot ha-shana. Rabbanan savrei look. If we're going to go ahead and make mechayv and a mezuzah, and what he's only going to remember to put in a mezuzah in those 7 days, make it a bayit with a mezuzah. So gazrina shar yamot ha-shana, even though it's not used for diur, but it goes a shar yamot ha-shana otu shiva. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda sava lo gazrina, says Ravachi, that's really a brilliant, brilliant shot, except for one minor issue. If you look at what Rabbi Yehuda said, because this classic Rava, he's always saying it's all beautiful except that it says the opposite. And he always does that to Abaye. So this is a beautiful pshat, except for the fact that it says Vasukat Hachag Bechag. Did you notice that little word? It says the Rabbanan say your potter on a sukkah hachag bechag. Okay, now you're saying b'shiva kuliyam amayda. That's how you're coming to explain the difference. That when it comes to the lishka of the Kohen God also, but then we have a gzeirah all year round. Sukkah hachag is a sukkah everybody understands only a sukkah. But that doesn't say that. It says that they're arguing about the sukkah during the 7 days. What are you trying to tell me? Elam Arava, no. Actually, it's a completely different issue. B'shar yamot ha'shana kuleyam lo pligi d'ptura. On the contrary, if the Kohen Gadol isn't living there, so obviously a mezuzah is chovat hadar. There's no dar, there's no chovat. There's no chiyuv. Ki pligi b'shiva. They're arguing about the 7 days that he is there. And don't ask me, but Rabbi Yehuda contradicts himself. Here he's saying b'shiva you are chayev, and then when it comes to the sukkah, you're not chayev, you're saying you are chayev. No, there's no contradiction at all. The two sugyas are based on completely different issues. Rabbi Yehuda is the taime, sukkah taime lechud rather, lishka taime lechud, and sukkah taime lechud, two completely different sugyas. Rabbi Yehuda, the sukkah over here, is taime lechud. That's Rabbi Yehuda's svara. Rabbi Yehuda the taime. Yoma sukkah dirat kvav inan. Remember that Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that a sukkah is kosher if it's more than asrim ama. Why? Because the only hakpadas that we had on the sukkah should be less than asrim, according to one sheet, was that it has to be dirat arai. So up till that, he says, no, on the contrary, a sukkah is supposed to be a real dira. So if it's a real dira, so it's dirat kva, so it's chayiv and a bezuzah. Rabbona leta amayu, diyama sukkah dirat arai, being on the contrary, you can't make a sukkah kva, therefore there's no chayiv and a bezuzah, because it's not a standard by it. When it comes to Lishka, they're arguing a totally different issue. In the Lishka time, the Rabbanan hold that Dira Ba'al Korcha Shma Dira. I'm living here against my own wishes. This is not my home. I'd like to live somewhere else. Everybody's telling me to come move in here. Okay, but you have to, you have to. So, time of the Rabbanan, look, if this is where you're living, so then this is where you put up your mezuzah. Rabbi Yehuda Savar Dirat Ba'al Korcha Lav Shma Dira. But actually, you're not mechuyev to put up a mezuzah in a Dira Ba'al Korcha. So why does he say then that, but there was a Gezerah on Lishkat Farhedrin B'myuchat, Midrabbanan D'takino Shelo Yomru Kohen Gadol Chavush B'Beit Asurim? If the Kohen doesn't put up a mezuzah, I'll say, aha! The guy hates every minute of it. They're pushing him around. The guy's a puppet. This is not really his house, and so on. So in order to avoid that implication, so we bedavka put a mezuzah on Lishkat Farhedrin, which is potter from a mezuzah.
All jails have potter from mezuzah.
Oh, very interesting question. Is a jail potter and mezuzah? According to Rabbi Yehuda, a jail should be potter and mezuzah. But according to Chachamim, we pass it like the Chachamim, so a jail should be chayav in a mezuzah. But it's very interesting. It's a big machlokas
ha'poskim. What if he has a life
sentence? No. As a man, it's still Baal Korche. But it's an interesting machlokas ha'poskim, which unfortunately came up during the Holocaust. The Shaila was asked in Kovna, in the ghetto. They asked Rav Oshri, who just was nifta recently, whether they are mechuyev in a mezuzah. Germans have pushed them into, it's basically a jail. Nobody wants to be here. We're dying to get out of here, and we're being pushed in. Is there a chiyuv of mezuzah?
And they're living in rooms and places that was only one child,
so
that wasn't part of it.
It also be, I mean, it's part of it, but so he tied it based on his gemara that they, you see the machlokas of your dira bal korcha. We pass it like the chachami, so dira bal korcha should be chayiv and mezuzah. So even though be'etzim you're living in a jail, so to speak, but a jail is chayiv and mezuzah. But there are many who paskin that even the Rabbanan are made of, that a jail isn't chayav in mezuzah. Why? It's interesting svar for Goyashin. Not in the farish, that the only machlok is in Dira Baal Korcha, but not in the Beit HaAsurin. Beit HaAsurin is potter from mezuzah. But see, later on, there was a place in it called the Akra, the Kuva. It's still called the Akras, the jails. So there was a place over there, the Gemara says, would only be chayev because of a shomer for the Beit HaAsurim. But the Beit HaAsurim itself is not as part. Right, but otherwise it would be part. So how do you square that with the Chacham? It's a mechalik. So Rabbi Yashin is a very interesting svar. The purpose of a jail is not to provide you with a place to be, it's to keep you away from society. Therefore, it doesn't have a din of a dira. Dira Baal Korcha is a dira, except you have to live in this dira. It's a different thing. So dira Baal Korcha is chayav. Exactly. We're not interested in providing home for you, although, of course, nowadays Somebody who can't make it outside, he's got his solution again. First class living accommodations better than 90% of the rest of the population in the world. He's gets his living accommodations paid for by the state. Yeah, not bad. Good job. Punching out license plates.
Cell phone.
Fantastic. I mean, you got to tolerate some poor conditions, rape here and there, you know. But basically, the conditions.
Society.
Okay, this is very interesting. Halacha lemaisa. Man tana lo hadatana rabbana. So who is the author then of the following braita? Kol hasha'arim sha'yusham lo haya lehem mezuzah. Chutz misha'ar, the grot changes sha'ar niknar to sha'ar hamayim, because it was through sha'ar hamayim that was the entrance to the Lishkat Farhedrin, as we'll see. So chutz misha'ar hamayim shelifnim mimenu Lishkat Farhedrin. Apparently, that's Rabbona, no? Because, I mean, according to Rabbi Yehuda holds that mi'ikra din Lishkat Farhedrin is potter from a mezuzah. It was only a gezeira that people shouldn't say that the Kohen is godless havush bebet asurim. So he gufa gzera on the lishka itself. It's only gzera. So what? Shanan nikom min gzor gzera l'gzera. We should make now that the shahr that goes to lishka tfaradrin should also require mezuzah. It's unlikely. It must be that's going on leaving the rabbanon. It's Gemara. No, absolutely not. Because afilu teim Rabbi Yehuda kulo chod gzera. You can't. If you're going to make it a bayit, people should see it's a bayit. So how can you say but? We won't go so far to say the Shar HaKnisa, and everyone again will know. I mean, it's the same thing. You're telling me it's not really a bayit? Tana Rabbanan b'sha'arecha, echad sha'arei batim, v'echad sha'arei chatzerot, v'echad sha'arei medinot, v'echad sha'arei ayarot, yesh behem chovat mitzvah l'makom. There is a chiev in all of your sha'arim of any type. So this is Mishum Shneamar Taftem Amzuzot Beitecha Uvisharecha. So you see that it's a chiyev both on the sharim and not only on the batim, but also on the sharim that enter into your batim. Omalei Abayel of Safra. So why is it that Hani Avuli Demechusa My Time El Avdul Rabbanu Mezuzah? Why then, since people do enter Mechusa through, there was a little a arch that was one of the entrances to Mechusa, which was not a fundamental, primarily this was an entrance to the prison, to the Akra. But, I mean, if we go through it, it's a gate, so why isn't it Chayev? Omar Le, that's not really a gate. Anu Chizuk LeAkra LeKuvi Yudi Avidi. That is simply a support system for the jail above it. So Omar Le, so Akra LeKuvi Gufati Boy Mezuzah. Which Rashi understands as meaning, why isn't there a chiyuv to the gate because it's going up to the Akra? Let's say it's not really a shahr, and that people may go through it, but that's not its primary function. But it certainly is the entrance to the jail. It was when they had the security of the jail by forcing you to come out there, and that's why that was part of the magain system of the jail. So why aren't you mechuyev in it as the shahr to the jail? Because it be dir le shomer beit asurim, there was a place of this. You see, we're saying bepashtus that in terms of the prisoners in the jail, there's no chiyuv of a mezuzah. It's only because of the shomer. Okay, I mean, there's ways out of that. Whether they're goyim or you know, okay. But lemaisa mechuza was a makom that was rove Jewish, and because of that was mechuyev ought to be mechuyev in a mezuzah. Tanya Beit HaKnesset sheish bo Beit Dira lechazan HaKnesset chayav b'mezuzah, because it's a makom of Dira. Now, the question of Akra DeKuvi Tiboy Mezuzah, if that's the case, so then the chiyav of als Akra DeKuvi, I mean, many ask, why Bechlal, let's say, so it's fundamentally a support for Akra DeKuvi. If you're telling me it's still a shahr, because once I'll tell you Akra DeKuvi is chayav is a shahr, so then it's also a shahr to the year. What's off? I mean, if it's a primary shahr to the year, you tell me, we'll give it a din of a shahr. This is indeed how Rashi learns. But others learn that, Chazon Ish actually learns like this, something that isn't built as a shahr is potter, even though it's used as a shahr. Mm-hmm. And the Gemara's kasha was not let it be chayav as a shahr to Akra DeKuvi. It was a separate question. By the way, why doesn't Agua de Cuba, now that you built, now that you mention Agua de Cuba, why doesn't Agua de Cuba have a mezuzah? After all, not on the gate, because the gate Enochinami is not really an entranceway. It's a little bit dochuk in the sugya. So in other words, it wasn't. But otherwise, you leave open the question. I mean, what, you're telling me it's only a shahr because everybody uses it, because 80% use it, 10%, what's the shir? Answers, therefore, the Gemara Lama Rabbi, the reason they couldn't put up a mezuzah on the gate is very simple. It was a sakona. The goyim over there, seeing the Jews playing around on the gates, would figure that they're doing some kind of hocus pocus to, who knows what they're planning on there, kill out all the goyim or something. It was a sakona. Titania mezuzat yachid nivdeket pamayim b'shavua. You're supposed to check twice every 7 years to check a mezuzah, make sure that water hasn't gotten in, that the ktav hasn't popped off, and so on, but that's on your own home. Shel rabim, however, if it's a public mezuzah, pamayim biyovel. That needs bedika only twice every 50 years. V'yomer Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, ma'aseh ba'atavin echad, there was a ma'aseh with a gentleman who used to go around being bodek mezuzot. And he was checking the Shuk Elyon of Tzipori, which is in Barnea's neighborhood. Matz'u kazdorachad, a policeman, a Roman policeman, found him. And find him. V'natal mimenu elav zuz. Ayot ayne v'amer v'lode shluchi mitzvah in nizokim. What do you mean? But he was doing a mitzvah. How's he supposed to? Nechere kviya zeke shining. What do you mean? You have a bayit kavua with a mezuzah. He's doing a hezek kavua. So this is a kavua hezek.
The policeman's
what? No, because the Romans are all over the place. They're just waiting to get hold of you. Dichtiv, we found the most astonishing thing. Shmuel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Shmuel, go ahead and be Moshe David. So Shmuel say to himself, look, if God says to do it, he probably knows how to protect me. I'll have bitochen. No, he says to God, what do you mean? I can't do that. How am I supposed to go? Shaul will find out and he'll kill me. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu plots with him how to figure, okay, I'll tell you what to do. Fake it out. Take a behema and tell him you're going Lizbach LaShem Bati. You know, but God can't protect him. It's an amazing story. Right? So here, my grandfather's tzatzal always said, a mitzvah of a navi is no different than any other mitzvah. When you say, because God told it to me, so therefore now it's not part of it. Why am I doing it? Because God told it to me? No, because I have a chiyuv to listen to my own neviyut. How do I know my own neviyut? Maybe I'm hallucinating and I'm a meshugana. There's a mitzvah in the Torah that says to do according to neviyut. No? So Moshe Rabbeinu says, can rely on the fact that does it mean you're really a navi? No, as the Rambam says, l'mazeh daimer, shnei edim. The Torah says, rely on shnei edim. We really believe shnei edim.
It's
the same inyan. If l'maisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu hadn't given the mitzvah to listen to Nevi'im, and you would hear the Lord speaking and say, it's the Lord, go do such and such. Forget about
this
it.
This is really.
Exactly. Right. So now you have a mitzvah. Okay? So you have to deal with the mitzvah the way you would deal with any other mitzvah. Mitzvah, b'shat sakona, you don't do. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells it to your daughter. You also don't do. So how am I supposed to do it? Where's the Rasha? You don't know if you have a riot to listen to a Nevi'ah, says it. It first has to be a Nevi'ah, then it can tell you a Rasha.
He's Hashem speaking to Shmuel, it's not yet.
But he didn't say go anyway. If he would have said go anyway, Yechinami. But like
he raised the issue.
He didn't raise the issue. Shmuel raised
the issue. I'm saying, even in the midst of this.
You know, there's no reason to say it's a Rasha just because it was given like this. This is the Chiyuv, okay? How am I supposed to do it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell him, you idiot! If I tell you to do it, you don't think I can protect you? No, I said, that's a good point. Let's figure out what to do. It's astonishing.
What's
going on
there?
No, because, what do you mean? Shaul is very, very tense. No, he's paranoid. That's all I need. He sees me going away. What are you doing? Everybody knows what you're to be doing down there for. He's probably got other melach that we've been waiting for. Okay, fine. We don't want. Very good. Right, let's just do that review here in a moment.
The
Modai kemashmo, Yovan zu Makedonia, tuvo zevetu naiki meshach zu Musia tiras pligibor of Rav Simoi, Rabbonim, Varmala, Rav Simon, Rabbon Chadomar, zu Turkia, Vachadomar, zu Poras. Tony Rav Yosef, tiras zu Poras, after Lama Sabatcha from Bnei Kush. Tony Rav Yosef is a reference to Sakistan Gavaita, the Sakistan Baraita, Bein Chodolachodomea Parsia, Kefa Alpha Parsi. Mati Reshish Mamlachto, Bovel, Va'erach, Va'akad, Bechalne, Bovel Kamashma'a, Erach Zaurichut, Akad Zubaskar, Kalne Zubrininvi. Minaret Ayatza Ashur, Tony Rav Yosef Ashur is a Siluk, but even as Ninve, the Rukovotir, the Kelak, Ninve, we know where that is, Rukovotir is a reference to Paras the Misha, Kelak is Paras the Bursiv. We had Resen, Ben Ninve, Ben Kelak, Yia, Yirak Dola. What is it? Today it's Tel Barsi. Resen Zuak Tispan, He ha Irak Dola, but I don't know what the He is. Any of them, Ninve Irakdon, Resen Irakdon. The arch was in?
The big arch.
That you showed me the picture of?
Yeah.
Was it Sakist? What do they call it today?
C-T-E-S-I-P-H-O.
Ah, Sakist. Veninve, so which one is the Irak Dola? Kishu Omer, Veninve, Yaita Irak Dola, Elohim Alak Shoshet Yamim, Aviyom, and Ninve, Yirak Dola. Shoma Achiman, Shishai Tomai, Yilidei Ha'anak, Tana Achiman, Miuman Shebachim, Sheshai, Shemetsim, Et Haaretz, Kishchitut, Talmai, Shemetsim, Et Haaretz, Tselamim, Et Tselamim, Achiman, Bana Anat, Sheshai, Bana Alush, Talmai, Bana Talbush, Yilidei Ha'anak, Shema Anikim, Achama, Bekomatan, Omre, Bishu, Ben Levi, Omre, Rebi, Atida, Romi, Shetipo, Biyad, Porash, Shemar, Lekhu, Lachin, Shimu, Atzat, Hashem, Asher, Yaatz, El Edom, Umakshvotav, Asher, Chashav, El Yoshvei, Timanim, Lo Yisachvum, Tzirei, Atzon, Yischavum, Tzirei, Atzon, Lo Yashim, Alayem, Naveihem. Mat, Kiflo, Rabba, Barula, My Mashmai, Tzirei, Atzon, Poras, just because it says, Ayel, Asher, Aita, Bala, Karnayim, Alchem, Adai, Poras, just as well be Yavan, Tichtiva, Tzafir, Asir, Melech, Yavan, Kisolok, Rav, Chaviva, Bar, Samuka, Yom, Rakamidahim, Rabbanan, Amalai, ach, man, the loyal, the Purushi crying motive to you to the Rebbe. My tzirei atzon, zru de del chui. The ton of Yosef, tira ze poras. Omer Abba Barbachon, am Rebbe Yochan, am Yishum, Rebbe Yirab, Rebbe Yiloi. Atida, Romi, Shittipo, Biyad Poras, Kal Vachomru. Ma, Migdash, Yishon, Shibana, U, Bnei Shem, Vichrivu, Kastim, Naflu, Kastim, Biyad Parsim. Migdash, Sheni, Shibana, U, Parsim, Vichrivu, Romi. Eno, Din, Shiplu, Romi, Biyad Parsim. Omer Rav, ne, Atida Poras, actually, Shittipo, Biyad Romi. Omrle Rav Kana Rav Atzi Rav, what? Benu Yir Biyad Siturim? Omalu in Gzerat Melachi. Ikri Amri Omalu inu nami kasatri be Knishta. Tani nami ochi atida parash tipo Biyad Rumi. Choda de satri be Knishta vod Gzerat Melachu shiplu bonim Biyad Siturim. Tom Rav Yonam Rav, ein ben David ba, ach tifshot malchut Rumi harasha'a b'chol olam kolot tish'a chadashim. Shne malachin yitrim ad et yolida yolada, v'yet rachav yashuven al b'nei Yisrael. We better. Unless we take out that bomb now. It was a special gzeraita. My time, the Rabbi Yudah Marabba, must be because of Rabbi Yudah Kobayich. And also, the Matacham Alei Matakashimim in Obayit. Eight way Abayev, Achtivi, Keti, Beit Achoref, or Beit Akayetz. I'm like, yes, Beit Choref, Beit Kayetz, of course, Ikre. But Bayit Stoma, Lo Ikre. No house in Florida should have a mezuzah. Eight way Abayev, Sukata, Chag, Bechag, Rabbi Yudah Mechayev, Rechomi Potri. Vetani Allah, Rabbi Yudah Mechayev, Beirul, I can sign her that Eruv Mezuzah, fine. What about the Amalati of the Frushim and Achiev and Abturim and Abturim Achiev? Elam Rabbi, Beshiva Yemim, that is there in the Prisha Kuleyamal of Pligdim Achayev. Ki Pligge Beshar Yemot HaShana, Rabbonat Tzavi Gavzrin, Achar Yemot HaShana Atu Shiva. Rabbi Rezover, Lo Gavzrin, Amalai Rav, very nice, except it says a Sukkot HaChag Bechag, Katan. Elam Rav, Beshar Yemot HaShana Kuleyamal of Pligdim Abturim, on the contrary. Ki Pligge Beshiva, and there's no contradiction because Sukkah time lochud and Lishka time lochud. Sukkah time lochud Rabbi Yudah time gemar Sukkah dirat kvar binan. So obviously it's a dirat kvar b'chuyim and mezuzah. Rabbanan time ayel damer Sukkah dirat arai binan v'lo mechayiv b'mezuzah. As to the Lishka, it's a completely different issue. Lishka Taim Lechud, Rabbanan Tzavri Dira Ba'al Korcha, Shema Dira Nefetz Chayev. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not Chayev. It's a special reason for Gzera Dafka Mishka Tfar Ejim, because Dira Ba'al Korcha generally is love Shema Dira, but Min Rabbanan Tekinu La, Kedei Shelo Yomru Kohen Gadol Chavush V'Beit HaSurin.
So was it there all year round?
Not. Well, we're saying that if we don't, we went back on our time of all year round. Sometimes even this gezeira would be a gezeira to be mafarsim all year round. The reason that they says that there's a Beis Yosef that says that the according to the Rambam, it works out that Lishkas Farhedrin is used for storing eitz, and all the time it's the Lishkas eitz. So the time is that they put the mezuzah there in order to make it clear that the usage of the eitzim was temporary, and Adarab, it's meant as a dira, as a mokum kva for the chashivas of the Kohen Gadol. But it's a discussion, I don't want to just throw you off on it. Tana Rabbana Bisharecha, Echad Sharei Batim, Echad Sharei Chatzerot, Echad Sharei Medidot, Echad Sharei Hayorot, Yesh Bem Chovat Mitzvah L'Makom, Shem Mishum Shenemu, Chtav Tama, Mizuzot, Betecho Visharecha. Omer Lai Abayel Rav Safa, So Hani Avalin Mechuzim, My Tama Lovdo Rabbana Mizuzah, Omer Lai, Beh, That's Hani Chizik Lakar Nekuvi Di Avide. Omer Lai, Ve'akur Nekuvi Gufi Di Boi Mizuzah, Lid Beit Dira L'Shomer Beit Asurin, Ve'atanya Beit HaKneset, Shesh Bo Beit Dira L'Chazan HaKneset Chayevet Mizuzah. Elamar Abaye actually told him Yishub Sakan. The Tani Mizuzat Yachid, if they get by my Bishavosh Rabin, by my Biyoga. The Omer of Yir Maase Bartavin Echad, Shai Abodek Mizuzot Beshuke Yonjo Tzipori, Mitzaokas Dorechad, Venatami Menor Elev Zuz. I Omer Abaze Shluk and Mitzvah and Lisokin. Hey, Kadikvi has Ekashani, the Kiva Yomish Melek, Elek, Shamash of Ordini, Vayomer Hashem, Eglad Bakati, Kakvi Odecha, Vyamatis Vakla Shem Bati.
So not